Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Bostrom of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Bostrom.
Happy Valentine's Day. Today, in honor of Valentine's Day and in honor of our calling to love one another and our neighbor, Senators Boldman and Fuller will lead us in prayer, and they will alternate reading. Please join us in prayer.
God, people are often unreasonable and self-centered. Help us forgive them anyway.
If we are kind, people may accuse us of ulterior motives. God, empower us to be kind anyway.
If we are honest, people may cheat us. God, show us how to be honest anyway.
If we find happiness, people may be jealous. Lord, help us to be joyful anyway.
The good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow. God, give us strength to honor your calling, us to do good anyway.
God, we may give the world the best we have, and it may never be enough. Help us to give our best anyway.
God, give us your priorities in the end. Life is primarily between you and us, not primarily between them and us anyway. We ask this in your son's most precious name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, the Senate is ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to order business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are Committee on Finance and Claims report that Senate Bill 182 to pass as amended and that House Bill 15 be concurred in. Senator John S. Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Local Government report that Senate Bill 262 to pass. Senator Chris Fidel Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. That objection will go to order of business number five, messages from the other house.
Dear
that objection will go to order of business number four, messages from the governor.
Dear President Ellsworth, in accordance with code, Montana Code Annotated, I submit to you in the Montana Senate the following board appointments of for confirmation: Board of Oil and Gas Conservation and Human Rights Commission. Dear President Ellsworth, on Friday, February 13, 2023, I signed the following bill, Senate Bill 18, CUF. The bill has been delivered to the Secretary of State's office. Sincerely, Greg Gianforte, Governor. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number five, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I am directed by the House of Representatives and from the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day, read through several times and passed, Highland History agreed to, and here was transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 187, Buckley, House Bill 229, Hopkins, House Bill 246, Kearns, House Bill 293, Marshall, House Bill 296, Seekins, Crow, House Bill 306, Mitchell, House Bill 320, Durham, House Bill 329, Smith, House Bill 365, Kearns. The following Senate bills were on this day read through several times, concurred in title and history agreed to, and are hereth returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 103, Heard, Senate Bill 191, Fitzpatrick. The following Senate bills, the Senate bill was on this day read through several times, concurred and is amended, title and history agreed to, and is herewith returned to the Senate for concurrence and House amendments. Senate Bill 91, Emmerich. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number six, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 325 through 333, 335, House Bills 187, 296 have been introduced, read first time and referred to committee. Senate Bills 334, 336 to 339, House Bills 229, 246, 293, 306, 320, 329, 365 have been introduced and read. Senate Bill 324 and House Bills 3 and 1. 67 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll stand at ease, and we'll reconvene here in a second.
Someone else's?
Mario's.
Not?
So we could do like
you don't look like a you don't look like a Hertz. You look like an Emirates.
You could just go to EA and do my acclimation. When I do my bill right here. Of the six bills, you can just say, wow, that's such a great bill. We're just going to do it immediately.
What are we waiting for? We're going to do a proclamation for the boys and girls clubs. We're going to be feel good. We're going to be bleeding hearts for them.
Is that the money where our money goes from basketball? Is it boys and girls?
Yeah, I think it's that's where it goes.
Senator Lou, be back. Members, we'll revert to order business number 11, special orders of the day, for a proclamation of the Montana Legislature. Members of the body, today we have the privilege of recognizing the 2023 Montana Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year. Will the Sergeant of Arms please escort our special guest to the well of the Senate for the reading of the joint proclamation of the Montana Legislature? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to read a joint proclamation of the Montana Legislature. Whereas there are Boys and Girls Clubs in 17 communities in the state of Montana providing services to over 13,000 youth each year, including Malmstrom Air Force Base and Native American reservations. And whereas since opening doors in Billings on February 4th, 1971, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Montana strive to enable all young people, especially those in most need, to realize their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. And whereas since 1947, Youth of the Year has been Boys and Girls Clubs of America's premier recognition program, celebrating the achievements of club members. Each year, one exceptional club member is selected to be the National Youth of the Year. The National Youth of the Year serves as both an exemplary ambassador for Boys and Girls Clubs youth and as a strong voice for our nation's young people. And whereas being named Youth of the Year is the highest honor a Boys and Girls Club member can achieve, the journey to being named National Youth of the Year begins locally and progresses to the state, regional, and national levels. To achieve the title of Youth of the Year on any level, club members must embody the values of leadership and service, academic excellence, and healthy lifestyles. They should exemplify the critical impact that Boys and Girls Clubs have on the lives of young people. Whereas it is fitting that our understanding young people and the organizations that support them are recognized for making Montana a better place. So in this year, 2023, we honor the following young persons who have made an indelible impression on their communities. Our Montana the Youth of the Year are Bailey Ruff, Boys and Girls Club of Yellowstone County, Braden Rolfe, Boys and Girls Clubs of Flathead Reservation in Lake County, and Sarah Falk, Malmstrom Air Force Base Youth Program. So therefore, be it resolved that the legislature of the state of Montana recognizes and commends the Boys and Girls Clubs of Montana and congratulates the young people who have been named Youth of the Year. We thank all the people involved who have contributed selflessly to their communities, served as role models, and committed themselves to doing more for our state. We extend to the awardees our best wishes and success and hope the Boys and Girls Clubs continue their fine work shaping the lives of Montanans.
Please join me in a round of applause for the Boys and Girls Youth of the Year as they exit the chamber. Senator Dunwell.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Happy Valentine's Day. Mr. President, members of the body, with us today up there in the gallery are Montana volunteers.
Senator Dunwell.
Yes, sir.
Will you, what are you rising for?
Sorry, minor detail. Mr. President, maybe off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. So in the gallery, Mr. President, members of the body, are Montana volunteers from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Please stand up, all of you. These volunteer advocates from AFSP are here from across the state to support laws and policies related to mental health and suicide prevention. They served us breakfast today and shared their personal stories about how suicide has impacted their lives, whether that's living with a behavioral health condition, losing a loved one to suicide, or supporting a loved one through a suicidal crisis, and how they're using what they've learned through those experiences to bring hope to other families in our state. So please welcome, Mr. President, the members of AFSP who are here with us today.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, may I be off the record and out of the journal for a couple of announcements?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to just distill the rumor that's been going around that if you need some help from the chair of Senate Tax, you just put some flowers on his desk. That is not a good rumor. However, it is Valentine's Day, and I notice some of us have flowers on our desk, and I know my sweetheart is watching right now. So I'd just like to thank Kate for the wonderful flowers today. Thank you. And then, Mr. President, I've decided that I need to take charge of this basketball team. This ball has not been moving around as much as we should be, so I'm going to get this thing moving at least once a week. And we need money in here. That's the only way we're going to win this game. So, and the fine senator across the aisle from here could probably help us out since he put a big chunk of change in his pocket when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. So I'm going to start this around. And as a good tax guy, if you want a good tax deduction, write a check and put a big check in here and you can use a tax deduction. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. That objection will be on order business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. Will Senator Glenn please take the chair for the day?
Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 117. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 117, introduced by Vance, a bill for an act entitled an act prohibiting certain funds from being accepted or used for the purpose of conducting an election, adding a penalty, providing that a violation is a felony, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 117. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 117, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this bill, the Senate Bill 117, is a bill that keeps Montanans in control of their elections. All costs and expenses related to conducting elections must be paid for with public funds. I will sit for questions. Or stand for questions.
Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend Senate Bill 117 with Amendment SB 117-2-1, signed Senator Cuff.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 117 be amended and request that amendment SB 117.002.001. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
As deemed read, yes. Mr. Chairman, the amendment we have is a very simple amendment. And this was at the last minute noted as we were finishing up executive action. And our legal advisor put this together to put on the floor. It's on page 1, line 10 and 11. And it simply clarifies that, number one, except as provided in subsection 2 through 4, the state, and that's the entire amendment, is to clarify that there's no question as you go through the bill. So that is all there is to it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, this is a clarifying amendment, and I will be voting green.
Are there any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, would the amendment sponsor like to close? Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Cuff that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration the amendment for Senate Bill 117, recommend the same be concurred in. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
Any discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Vance, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A little over 100 years ago, Montana's dealt with the Copper Kings who tried to use government to improve their wealth and power. I say let's not go there again. I'd like to thank the committee for considering the bill. And elections are our most precious rights. Senate Bill 117 is a great bill for all Montanans. Please go vote green.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Vance that when this committee does rise and report, if you're having had under consideration Senate Bill 117, it recommend the same do pass. As many of you are in favor of the motion will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
34 senators having voted aye, 16 senators having voted aye, nay. Senate Bill 117 has been passed. Second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 217. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 217, introduced by Gillespie, a bill for an act entitled Act Providing Deposits and Rainy Day Improvement Loan Special Revenue Account be placed in short-term investments and earnings deposited back into the account, and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the section.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 217. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 217 that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Gillespie.
Mr. Chair, this is a simple little bill, as most would call it. It deals with the special revenue account set up for rangeland improvement loans. Right now, there's about $300,000 sitting in there, and that's not being used at the moment. So with this bill, that money will be allowed to be invested in some short-term investments and get a little interest on it and have a bit more money to loan out to some worthy project. Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator waves off. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 217, it recommend the same due pass. As many members in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 217 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 9. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 9, introduced by Gillespie and Ellis, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the State of Montana establishing the first week in April as Montana Soil Health Week and the first Wednesday in April as Soil Health Day.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 9. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 9, that it recommend the same do pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gillespie.
This is kind of a neat little bill. What it does is that the first week in April will be designated as Soil Health Week and the first Wednesday in April as Soil Health Day. And this just applies to April. A little luck, we have rain by then and everything is greening up, so what better time to take a look at our soil, our topsoils, and our all across Montana that grazes or that raises all the plants that we graze, harvest for food, and over half of our economy, as a matter of fact. So it just seems prudent that we pay attention to what we're doing out there on the surface of the land, and any way we can make it healthier. There's a lot of new interest in this not right now, and a lot of workshops being done on it. One we had up at our place just last summer, the Rangeland Days with for 4-H FFA kids and whatnot. So it's a great thing, and so definitely recommend a green light.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 9, it recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, will signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye and 5 senators having voted nay. Senate Joint Resolution has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution number 11. Senator Hertz, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution number 11.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this is for confirmation for Travis Brown to the Montana Tax Appeal Board. We had a very good hearing. Travis is very concerned to make sure that the taxpayers of Montana get a fair shake when they go up to the Montana Tax Appeal Board. This received full support from your tax committee. I'd request a do pass.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, does sponsor wish to close? Does Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Hertz that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 11, the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, Senator Wellborn? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Resolution 11 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 25. Senator McGilvray, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move the nominations transmitted by the governor concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 25.
Senator McGilvray.
Mr. Chairman, this is the governor's appointments to the Board of Speech Language Pathologists and Audiologists. That board has 5 members, 2 speech pathologists, 2 audiologists, and 1 member of the public. Jennifer Fowl fills the qualifications as a member of the public. I recommend and do concur. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, does the senator wish to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator McGilvray that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution number 25, recommend the same be concurred in. All those in favor of the motion to vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Resolution 25 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 46. What is your pleasure, Senator McGilvray?
Mr. Chair, I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 46. Senate Resolution 46 is the appointments of the Board of Sanitarians as 5 members, 3 registered sanitarians, 2 members of the public. Megan Bullock fills the qualifications as a registered sanitarian. Van Puckett fulfills qualifications as another registered sanitarian. And Matt Strauss-Whiskey fulfills the qualifications as a public member. I recommend do concur.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator McGilvray would like to close. The senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator McGilvray that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 46, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Resolution 46 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 48. What is your pleasure, Senator McGilvray?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 48. Mr. Chair, Senate Resolution 48 is the governor's appointees to the Board of Nursing. And the board has 9 members, 5 registered nurses, 2 practical nurses, and 2 members of the public. Angela Beagle fulfills the registered nurse qualification. Leanne Evett fulfills licensed practical nurse. Betsy Mancuso, Republic member. Russell Machenbacher, a registered professional nurse. And Constance Newman fulfills the public member qualifications. I would request to do concur. Thank you.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Senator Tribus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just noticed there's a Great Falls area heavy selection on this list, and I know some of these folks, and I just really want to stand up and applaud them for stepping up to serve.
Seeing no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator McGilvray that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 48, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Beard. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, Senate Resolution 48 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 49. Senator Cuff, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution number 49. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Oh, sorry. You want to talk more? Senator Cuff.
If I could open. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was a good note on how to open. So, I will have to say, members of the body, I somewhat dreaded when I knew that the State Administration Committee would be handling nomination for Commissioner on Political Practices. And I wondered who the governor could come up with that would not turn into a kind of a dogfight. But as it went along, Mr. Chairman, I have to say the governor came up with an excellent nomination, received very well by both sides, 100% enthusiastic vote out of State Administration Committee. And that man's name is Chris Gallus. Chris has a very lengthy, very good resume. And I'm not going to go through it, but I think I would do him a disservice if I did not at least mention part of it. So Mr. Gallus has been an attorney practicing law in Montana for 26 years. His involvement with Montana's political and legislative processes since 1987. He understands how vital the Political Practices Office is to our system of government and the Montana citizenry. He said it would be a pleasure for him to serve in this tough position, and I thought he is the one guy that can handle it. His past practice has involved complex, constitutionally based litigation, government relations, and lobbying, as well as state and federal campaign finance laws. He's also been involved with ballot initiatives, a number of ethics issues. He has past history as government relations director and attorney with the Montana Chamber. I have several pages, but what I really want to mention is that as we were going along, and after he made his presentation, and after a vast number of people came in and testified in his favor, we opened questioning. And it was a pretty vigorous line of questioning, and they were not softball questions. During the questions, I would like to say that Senator Manzella fired some questions that I thought, okay, now's when he steps back and says, I just can't talk on this, or dodges the bullet in some fashion. Same thing from the other side when Senator Ellis stood up. And she stood up first and asked the questions. Then Senator Manzella, and by golly, Chris Gallus stood up there and answered those questions just as straight as I could have imagined. He dodged nothing. He backed away from nothing. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll reserve my time to close, and perhaps there are others on the body that might like to have a say. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the bill? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we all know, the Commissioner of Political Practice Office is incredibly important. Not only do they have to keep an eye on all of us as we run for election, making sure that we follow the rules, they also play a critical role in protecting the public's right to transparency in the political process. Needless to say, I've taken this confirmation process very seriously. I have met multiple times with Mr. Gallus and have talked to him about how he plans to approach this office during his 6-year term. Given Mr. Gallus's history in politics, especially representing groups who often come before the commissioner, it has been important to me when Mr. Gallus talked about how he would handle cases involving his former clients. I want to let you know that Mr. Gallus has been clear to the State Administration Committee that he will recuse himself from such cases, a policy which I agree with. Finally, I want to thank Mr. Gallus for his willingness to meet with me and many, many senators, it sounds like, to answer our questions, and I appreciate his transparency. Please join me in supporting SR 49.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Cuff, would you care to close?
Yes, I would like to close. I've known Chris Gallas since he graduated from the University of Montana, 1996. He would previously graduated from Carroll College, 1987. And as I said in closing in committee, not only did Senator Gallas bring Senator Ellis and Senator Manzella into agreement, but I got a trip down memory lane as some of the folks testified in committee. And there's a very well-known, prominent Democrat from Butte who very, very active in political politics, and he was serving in Washington, D.C. in 1974, same time I was working for a Republican in Washington, D.C. And as I said in closing, this is one of the perhaps only time, very few times, that that individual and Mike Cuff have come to agree enthusiastically about one thing. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I encourage that you follow the suit from committee. Give Chris Gallas an enthusiastic unanimous vote for Commission on Political Practices. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Question now rises on the motion of Senator Cuff, and when this committee does rise and report, if you're having had under consideration Senate Resolution 49, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
47 senators voting aye, 3 senators voting no. Senate Resolution 49 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 51. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 51, introduced by Jay Reed, by request of the Department of Livestock, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising livestock indemnity provisions, creating a statutory appropriation for an indemnity fund for depopulation associated with certain diseases, revising classification criteria for animals eligible for compensation, revising the claims process, creating a state special revenue account, revising the sale of a condemned carcass, removing county obligations from indemnity payments, amending second repealing section, and providing an effective date.
Any corrections to history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 9.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 51. What is your pleasure, Senator Welborn?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill number 51, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Welborn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 51 closes a loophole in existing law, setting up an account using statutory funding. It's state special revenue, so this money is actually collected from the livestock producers already. What it does is, in the instances of disease testing and eradication, when a herd is tested, if there is the way it currently is, if that herd tests positive and they've got to depopulate, that's not what this is about. But a lot of times, or what's happened a number of times when testing these animals, when they have to get them in to do the test originally, animals are either hurt or injured, and this just allows this piece of funding to make that producer whole in those animals, and it could be up to the full amount of the animal, because where I come from in the disease surveillance area, there's a lot of really high dollar seed stock that is raised, and like if somebody had a real expensive cow or something like that, this would the reason its actual value is because sometimes it's more than just appraised value on at the marketplace. So it's a good bill. I thank Representative Reed for bringing it, and I ask for your consideration as well.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Welborn, would you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Welborn that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 51, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are as in favor of the bill will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, House Bill 51 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 85. Clerk, read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 85, introduced by Malone by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled An Act Exempting the Land Board and the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation from environmental review for certain improvements related to agricultural and grazing leases on state trust lands, amending section and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 85. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee has read a report after having under consideration House Bill 85, the recommended same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 85 is a little bit of a cleanup work for those of you that we're trying to exempt the Land Board and the Department of Natural Resources to get some things on grazing leases in state land trust lands when they do improvements on there. We have what we call a Montana Environmental Protection Act, which is a good act, but this is just to give us a little exclusions. One of the things I want to bring to out on the floor is in the sage-grouse bills that we passed throughout the session or through the last couple sessions, right away the federal come down and they said we'd like to have sage-grouse area be able to shank, which you bring a big caterpillar, you shank in water lines or you shank in fiber, something that's pliable and bendable could be shanked into the ground, and we want to give an exemption to the federal government in the state of Montana. That passed that committee, just never even thought about it. Okay, we'll give the federal government. It took me 3 years to get it so a private property owner could do the same thing in the sage-grouse country. And we got it done, and you don't even know they've been through the track. Most of you have seen broadband that Senator Ellsworth brought out. When they shanked it in, you can hardly tell they've been there. That's kind of what this bill is about. Want to worry on state lands. If you look at Title 75, that's our Environmental Policy Act. We're asking for a few exemptions in related to agriculture or grazing leases, repair or replacement of the infrastructures out there. If Senator Wellborn wants to move his fence, that is a maintenance deal. If he wants to put up a new fence, or not a new fence, but maintain the one that's there, that's they're trying to get away from doing an EA, environment impact statement for all this stuff. This costs us money as state payers, and it costs the state resources time. Water developments, they've had a de minimis, just like I just described with the shanking in, very little change in the structure that's out there. They want to be able to do that without going through an impact statement. Any other? I'll sit down now, Mr. Chairman, for questions and hope you'll vote green on this. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend House Bill 85 with Amendment HB 8424, signed Senator O'Brien.
What is your pleasure, Senator O'Brien?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to speak to the amendment, please.
Need to move it first, please.
I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I'll look at that basketball as soon as possible, please. I would like to... Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration, I move to amend the bill.
The bill number and the amendment number, please.
I move to amend House Bill 85, 0085002.004, Mr. Chair.
That will be deemed posted in red.
And be posted in red.
Senator O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd like to thank the good senator from Malta who has spent timeless hours working on not just this bill and educating me on the issues here, but certainly on grazing and on agriculture in general. This amendment addresses essentially a drafting error and fully falls in line with the intent and purpose of the bill. The amendment specifically adds language to the bill that exempts the repair, maintenance, or replacement of infrastructure and adds in quotes, similar in size and impact. It's on page 2, line 14. The purpose of this amendment is both to assure that unnecessary Environmental Policy Act, the MEPA, reviews don't take place for this simple replacement of the same infrastructure for agriculture or grazing activities, while at the same time it assures that in a limited and narrow number of circumstances, a MEPA review will take place if a project exceeds the original footprint, if you will, if it's much larger in size and in impact. And why is this important? Beyond just considering the potential environmental impacts and being able to potentially keep those from happening, MEPA serves as a public notice tool. And when we are talking about state lands, we're talking about a shared space, including other potential grazing leases, public access, and adjacent landowners that may have leases. If a project is larger in scope than what was originally installed, and if the installation of that infrastructure could have implications for an adjacent landowners across the property, it's better to know these in advance than rather than showing up on your property an access gate and having a ditch in the way. And then having to go to court. So this would mitigate some of those situations. I stand for questions. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Senator Lange.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a very subtle amendment, and I guess we can probably approve it as long as Senator O'Brien will come out there and tell me what's similar in size and how much impact they'll have on our grazing lands. I can't distinguish between what the line's already there. I don't know that's necessary, nor do I know that it hurts. Use your own discretion.
Senator O'Brien, would you care to close on your amendment? The question now arises on the amendment of Senator O'Brien that House Bill 85 be amended. As many are in favor of the motion to vote aye, those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 22 senators vote aye and 28 senators vote nay.
22 senators having voted aye, 28 senators having voted nay, the amendment fails. Are there further amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the main bill? Seeing none, Senator Lange, would you care to close?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is just a little proportion to help out there, and especially those that don't live in eastern Montana. But if you have a big project going through there and it's just something's going to be changed municipal, we're not going to change it in any manner, it's better to that we don't have to do a EIS or an environmental impact statement on that and leave it at the discretion of DNRC or state lands to make this question. Thank you. Vote green, please.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lange that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 85, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many are in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Olson. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
34 senators having voted aye, 16 senators having voted nay. House Bill 85 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 132. Clerk, read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 132, introduced by Beard and others, a bill for an act entitled Act Enhancing Agriculture Education in Montana, revising the requirement of payments under the Advancing Agricultural Education in Montana program, eliminating the state special revenue account, creating a payment under the program for small schools without approved agricultural education programs that provide agricultural education through alternative means, removing rulemaking authority, amending section, and providing effective dates.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bills read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 132. What is your pleasure, Senator Beard?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 132, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the body. You have before you today Senate Bill 132, which revises advancing ag education laws in Montana. Montana schools that submit a plan to the Ag Education Program's OPI specialist must receive $1,000 and an additional $1,000 per full-time equivalent ag ed teacher based upon a national quality program standard evaluation. A high school in a second or third class district without an approved ag ed program that provides opportunities through online courses or work-based learning partnerships must receive payment of $50 for each ag ed credit awarded to a high school student. The total amount for each awarded to a high school may not exceed $1,000. Our smaller rural schools have enhanced access through these revisions. Attention to our ag ed programs increases the number of pathways for our state's students' successes. Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Curdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I see here we appropriate $281,000. I'm sorry, that's not enough. What ag ed does for this state, our FFA programs, our 4-H programs, folks, this is peanuts. We can do better than this. I will support the bill. But I just want to go on the record that I think we can do much, much better. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And in closing, I agree with the good senator across the aisle. I do think that we need to invest more, but this is kind of a challenge now for our ag ed students, FFA, and 4-Hers to show us just how much support they can use from us. With that, press green. Thank you.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Beard that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 132, it recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, those opposed will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 44 senators vote aye and 6 senators vote nay.
44 senators having voted aye and 6 senators having voted nay. Senate Bill 132 has passed second reading. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed vote no. The ayes have it. Motion carries.
Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, the We Are Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate bills passed. 132-217, Senate Joint Resolution 9. Senate bills passed as amended, 117. Senate resolutions adopted, 11-25-46-49-48-49. House bills concurred in, House Bills 51, House Bill 85.
Is that all? Senator Glenn.
I move adoption of committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Glenn. All those in favor to adopt the committee report be adopted, signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator S. is an aye. Thumbs up. The secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. The committee of the whole report has been adopted. Without objection, we'll go to order business number 8, third reading of bills. And Senator Glenn.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 121, introduced by Beard, a bill for an act entitled Reduce Top Marginal Income Tax Rate and Increase EITC.
Senate Bill 121 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Hayman. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes, 15 have voted no.
35 senators have voted aye, 15 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 121 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 148, introduced by Lenz, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Regarding Legal Representation of Children.
Senate Bill 148 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes. One has voted no.
49 senators haven't voted yes. One haven't voted no. Senate Bill 148 passes the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 260, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Revised Insurance Unfair Trade Practices Act relating to certain insurers.
Senate Bill 260 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes. Four have voted no.
46 senators haven't voted yes, four haven't voted no. Senate Bill 260 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 265, introduced by Noland, a bill for an act entitled Increased Penalty for Conviction of Criminal Activity of Human Trafficking.
Senate Bill 265 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Hayman. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. Yes, Senate Bill 265 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 56, introduced by Dooling, a bill for an act entitled Extend the Application of the Bond Validating Act.
House Bill 56 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. Two have voted no.
48 senators haven't voted yes, two haven't voted no. House Bill 56 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 65, introduced by Moore, a bill for an act entitled Revised Cost Reporting Requirements for Home and Community-Based Services.
House Bill 65 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. House Bill 65 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 93, introduced by Green, a bill for an act entitled Eliminate Noxious Weed Seed-Free Forage Advisory Council.
House Bill 93 has been ran through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. House Bill 93 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 94, introduced by Green, a bill for an act entitled Repeal Montana Huckleberry Products Law.
House Bill 94 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes. 16 have voted no.
34 senators haven't voted yes. 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 94 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, without objection, we'll be on order business number 9, motions. Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask to take Senate Bill 141 off the table from Senate Education and Culture Resources Committee. Senate Bill 141 is to establish Indigenous Peoples Day. I feel that it didn't get a full debate. There were 39 people who spoke in support of the bill. There were no opponents. These 39 people came from all over the state of Montana to support 141, and they deserve to understand why the bill was tabled. I urge a yes vote on this motion. Thank you.
So the motion from Senator Weber is to move Senate Bill 141 to second reading. I will take two proponents and two opponents. We'll go with proponents first. Seeing none, we'll go with opponents. Senator. Senator O'Brien, I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to speak to the motion, please.
You may.
This Senate Bill 141 had a
An interesting hearing. As we heard before, there was overwhelming support in the public testimony, and the chair did a fine job of running a good hearing. There were very few of us committee members in the hearing for various reasons, and that's one of the primary reasons I think that it deserves a discussion on the floor. I think that it's also important, and what was not made clear in the testimony, is that this is a bill that affects everyone and supports everyone, not just a small group of people. And as the bill, as the law sits now, it excludes people, and I think that that wasn't made clear, so I think it would be helpful to have that discussion on the floor, Mr. President. Thank you, everyone.
Any other proponents? Okay, seeing none. Opponents? Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I'm Chairman of Senate Education, and we heard this bill, and I want to give my office made a lot of credit. Senator Small had explained to all these people who wanted to testify exactly how the process worked, and those folks did a great job of telling their story, and I think he had a lot to do with that. So we appreciate that. Just a little timeline. This is the day after we heard Senate Bill 99 on the floor. If any of you remember that, it was a little bit heated, contentious, etc. that day. Next day, we hear this bill. The sponsor comes in. We have all these people here. We're going to do this bill. He starts off with, and I think I can quote, with accusing Columbus of rape, beheading, amputation, slicing torsos in two, sex trafficking. You can imagine where this hearing went in a hurry. I have never in my experience been so mad. I wanted to stop it right there. But I didn't, because all these people came, and Senator Small had set this up, and they got their chance to have their story told. And we discussed it with the sponsor afterwards, and we're good. We understand that. But folks, this was the classic, and I do mean classic, case of a bill sponsor killing his own bill. And we'll just leave it at that. The bill sponsor killed this bill. I didn't vote for, or I voted to table it, and I'm not voting to bring it back.
Senator Fuller, proponent.
Opponent, Mr. President.
You're an opponent.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I spoke on the committee, in the committee regarding this, we already have an Indian Heritage Appreciation Day in September. And in the context of history, Christopher Columbus is one of the most important individuals in Western civilization. His contributions to history are undeniable. Consequently, even though he may have been an equal opportunity tyrant.
Senator, keep to the motion.
Okay. I believe that this bill is unnecessary. The bill is unnecessary. The committee heard fully the people that favored the bill, and as the good committee chair said, it was a case of the sponsor killing his own bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, I'm actually going to go back now to proponents. We had somebody clock in late, but I think everybody gets to their view out here. Senator Morgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just kind of wanted to respond to the floor discussion. You know,
To the motion, please.
The committee killed the bill. Not me. And I don't know how you have a discussion about someone who was identified historically during his time to have done things that were not part of the norm without actually talking about those things. I don't think we can have discussions about things and hide history and whitewash history. I did apologize to the chair of the committee because it did make him uncomfortable and unhappy. But I did not feel like I was sensationalizing things, and it was not intended to be sensationalized. I was trying to merely talk about facts on this particular issue. And I think that this bill still deserves to have a hearing out here. You had 39 proponents that showed up in committee. We had zero opponents. I think the messaging is very clear that We want to have a day that celebrates everybody in this room and your indigeneity. And I think we need to bring the bill out and have a conversation about that and how this particular bill is inclusive of everyone in this room, even if those topics make you feel uncomfortable.
Seeing no other discussion, Senator Weber, would you care to close?
I do, Mr. Chair. You know, we brought this bill. Well, I've been in the legislature 5 sessions, and we brought this bill. Other states, a lot of the communities in Montana already celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day even without this bill. But the thing is that when we were in committee, the overwhelmingly proponents spoke to wanting to have this, have Indigenous Peoples Day. So I ask for a red, or green, sorry, green.
Okay, so the motion is to take out of that committee and move to second reading Senate Bill 276, or 141, I'm sorry. Senate Bill 141. All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 17 have voted yes, 33 have voted no.
17 senators haven't voted yes, 33 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 141 will not. This motion does not carry. Without objection, we'll go to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, 2 bills and some executive action.
Senator Manzella.
Mr. President, Senate Highway and Transportation will not meet today.
Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims is scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. We will try to get together at 2:40 to gavel in and do one executive action before we go into hearing on the bills at 3. So be there at 2:40 if you can, please. We have 3 bills this afternoon.
Senator Small.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Business and Labor, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I believe 3 bills.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. State Administration, 3 p.m. today, and long-range planning Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. And Mr. Chairman, could I take a moment of personal privilege to address the floor? I'd like to be in the record,
you
on
may.
The record, and in the journal. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, there was something I had planned to say on the first bill of the day, but I was looking at my amendment to that bill, and we got past the speaking period before I happened to hit the button. So that was on Senate Bill 117, carried by Senator Vance, and that bill came up in committee quite some time ago. And it appeared to be a slam dunk passage. And then near the end of the hearing in the committee, there was quite a bit of discussion from the tribal caucus. And by the time it was done, I had a call I began to realize maybe we have some problems. Got a call from Secretary of State's office, and I conferred with the senator, the sponsor, and we delayed passage of that. We held it back. And Senator Vance, I think, did a masterful job. That was her first bill, and it was a trying bill and a challenging bill. And she went and tried to amend, come in with wording that would take care of the issues that were brought up by the tribal caucus. And she went and met with the tribal caucus and came in with the bill. Now, along the way, there were a few mistakes made in proofreading or in writing the words, and some questions came up. But I think the efforts that she went into to bring a bill to pass the floor, and I had intended to point that out during the bill discussion, and Mr. President, members of the body, apologize that I did not get it then, but I felt it's worthy of having on the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy Telecommunications, 317 today, two bills, but let's get there about 240 also and do some EA. 240, 317.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, at 3 o'clock, we got four bills, so everybody be on time.
Senator Lenz.
Mr. President, I request to be off the record now of the journal for the purpose of announcement.
You may.
So all those good cookies that the legislative spouses gave to us today, and there may be more outside, probably brought your blood pressure down so you don't have to worry about it. But they will be doing blood pressures again tomorrow in the cloakroom, 12 to 1, Mr. President.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Section C subcommittee tomorrow morning, note, new time, 10 o'clock, room 317C. Thank you.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations, Section E, tomorrow morning, 8:30, and we're doing executive action.
Senator Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Select Committee on Election Security, 4:30 today and 3:03. Section B, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock for executive action.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Day two for Senate tax, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, three bills and executive action.
Senator Mandeville.
Mr. President, Section A will meet tomorrow morning at 9:30 in room 350 for executive action, working on Department of Revenue and Department of Commerce.
Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government will meet tomorrow shortly after the floor. I have two bills. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. The hardworking Ag Committee that's plowed the fields and watered the pastures and rounded up the cows is not going to have committee today, so be ready for Thursday.
Senator Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of our members who is remote today, Senator Hayman, misvoted on the first bill on third reading, and she would like to correct that from a yes to a no. And I'm sure she or someone will pay the $20. I'm not sure that's part of my responsibility, but I'm good for it. Thank you.
So that's Senate Bill 121.
Correct.
And a vote to a positive vote.
Negative.
Negative vote. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
That objection is ordered. Seeing no other discussion, Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour 1 o'clock, February 15, 2023, the 33rd legislative day.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate will adjourn until tomorrow at 1 o'clock.